AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. New this morning, the Iraqi army is now closing in on the outskirts of the ISIS-held city of Mosul.
They say that they have now liberated 13 villages, but I think really this is a marathon, not a sprint. It is going to take a long time. This is the easier part in many senses, softening these villages. Once you get into the central part of the city, that is where you are going to start seeing the real resistance.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. All eyes are on Las Vegas for tonight's third and final presidential debate.
Talking with folks in Vegas, what they'd like to see and hear tonight is...
Let's act like two adults
to discuss issues that are important.
Stay on topic.
What can you do for the country?
What they think they'll actually hear, however, is...
They're going to do the same thing. That's who they are.
I think the same thing's going to happen pretty much as far as the debate goes, and the questions seem all about the same.
The 90-minute debate will consist of six 15-minute segments, the topics of which include immigration, the Supreme Court, and fitness to be president. Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
And you can hear the Clinton-Trump debate tonight at 9 right here on WMAL and WMAL.com. Monday was the deadline for Virginia residents to register to vote, but the state's voter registration website crashed Monday due to high demand. Well, now the ACLU and other groups are asking the court to order the deadline to be extended 72 hours. The chairman of the Montgomery County Board of Elections says it would be impossible to rig an election in Maryland. Republican Jim Shalek says the systems are set up to prevent fraud.
Both parties have to sign off on the results. We're not connected to the internet, and so the election returns that we forward to the state are on a secure, confidential network. You cannot rig the election in Maryland, period.
Shalek spoke on News Channel 8. One Northern Virginia lawmaker is reminding a local elections board there it has no power to ban guns from polling places. The Prince William County Electoral Board had considered that one-day ban, fearing what could happen if tensions boiled over on Election Day, but Republican Delegate Bob Marshall sent them a letter pointing out the board has no such power except to ban guns in schools and courthouses where state law forbids guns. The suburban office park may be turning into a thing of the past, as evidenced by Marriott's just-announced move into downtown Bethesda.
The office park was designed to minimize distractions.
They can focus on their work surrounded by nature.
It was a product of post-war car culture and suburbanization, but things are changing, says Montgomery County Planning Director Gwen Wright.
Office users have a strong preference for mixed use.
Just like downtown Bethesda, 14.9% of the region's office buildings are now vacant, according to the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. What do we do with them? Some have been turned into schools or apartments.
It does require us to be creative to think about how we can bring some of those mixed-use and transit elements.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In the Philippines, a dozen people were injured and at least 29 arrested when anti-American protests outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila turned ugly. Video showed a violent confrontation between police and protesters.
A police van accelerating, backing up into the throng of people, and then moving forward, trampling some people in the crowd. At least one person caught under the wheels of that van.
Correspondent Alexandra Field. And faculty members at 14 Pennsylvania State Universities are now on strike. The walkout, after affecting more than 100,000 students, began this morning after contract negotiations broke down. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,162, the NASDAQ at 52,44. Sports, the Caps cruise to a win over Colorado. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Baseball, the Blue Jays hang in there and get a Game 4 win over Cleveland. And the Dodgers take Game 3 of the NLCS over the Cubs. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The final debate.
The biggest political event anywhere in the world.
Tonight, live on WMAL.
Most of all, I want to say this.
Live coverage followed by your phone calls till midnight.
This is the big story.
Hear it here on WMAL.
Thank you, WMAL listeners. We've always known you were the best, but who would believe over 500 of you donated your cars to Cars for Kids this year? It's not actually so surprising when you consider how easy it is to donate your car and how great a feeling you get, too. Cars for Kids makes the process incredibly simple and convenient with free pickup of your vehicle in any condition, plus no hassles or paperwork for you. Call Cars for Kids today and have a pickup date scheduled by tomorrow. Just call the number, yes, you know the one, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, or visit their website at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. It only takes a couple of minutes, but the impact lasts forever. Whether you're looking to get rid of a car, a truck, boat, or any kind of real estate, Cars for Kids will take care of you. Call now to see how easy it is to make a difference in your community. Remember, that's cars with a K at carsforkids.com. Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, in the express lanes, the crash northbound before you get to the Occoquan near 123. Looks like they've cleared everything to the shoulder, but heavy delays, both main and the HOV express lanes heading up toward the Occoquan. Toll road delays continue to grow. Eastbound toll road, it's been there for a while, this crash. Right after you pass the exits for the Beltway, if you would continue on toward the connector road, we still have the right side blocked with the accident cleanup. Georgetown Pike, looking at those delays, quite slow as you approach and pass the Beltway. Let's get you through West Falls Church. The obstacle looks like westbound 50, Arlington Boulevard near Graham Road, but delays in each direction as a result. Earlier crash on the Case Bridge had been coming out of Virginia on the inbound side. That's gone, but jammed each direction off of the 11th Street Bridge and out of Virginia off of 395 and 270. Hang on here. Out of Clarksburg. Solid lineup into Rockville. We had an earlier car fire. It's been cleared for a while, but the damage is done with that heavy volume pushing down toward the Beltway. Just be prepared there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds in the upper 60s already. This afternoon, 85. If we get to 88, we'll tie a record, and we got a shot at it. Isolated shower, thunder shower tonight, 66. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow, 81. Then we're cooler behind a cold front Friday. Windy, cloud, sunshine, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Leesburg, 66 in Waldorf, 67 degrees in Washington. Anti-Semitic tweets are alive and well in the 2016 election season. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We continue our debate coverage tonight, the big night from Las Vegas, Nevada. Chris Wallace moderating, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. You can get your debate bingo card at WMAL.com/bingo so you can play along at home. We've come up with some phrases we think you're going to hear at the debate tonight. And at the bottom of this hour, 8:35, John Roberts, Fox News Channel, will give us his take live from Las Vegas. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Every expert, regardless of political party, regardless of ideology, conservative or liberal, who has ever examined these issues in a serious way will tell you that instances of significant voter fraud are not to be found.
That is the President of the United States yesterday saying that every single expert across the board has found there is no significant cases of voter fraud. Well, it just turns out that we have an expert on this very topic on the line right now. We're being joined by Hans von Spakovsky, former counsel, to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in the Justice Department, former commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Hans, you have taken a lot of time in your career to study the issue of voter irregularities and voter fraud, and the president says it does not exist. But you, as an expert, what is your view of it?
Well, I was thinking that this morning when I get to my office that I ought to send him a copy of the book. The book that John Fund and I wrote 4 years ago, which was filled with voter fraud prosecutions and convictions across the country. Look, about a year ago, we actually started a database at the Heritage Foundation where I work, where we just started whenever we would see a conviction. So these aren't newspaper stories of somebody saying, well, they think something happened. These are actual convictions in a court of law. We started putting them into this database. We're up to 430 cases.
All right, and those are just actual convictions.
Yes.
I want to follow up because, you know, there have been these undercover videos that were done by James O'Keefe. A couple of dirty tricksters for the DNC have either been fired or they've resigned from their positions as a result of these revelations. And one of the tapes talks specifically about something they've been doing for years, busing people across state lines to vote illegally.
Yeah, and that actually was really interesting to me because it ties in with something else. Remember, the Obama administration completely stopped all enforcement of the federal law that says that election officials have to maintain the accuracy of their roles. In other words, take off people who are dead, take off people who have moved away. And you have to wonder, you know, why would they do that? Well, if you're going to bus people across state lines to go vote, and you're going to need the names of people who are dead, who have moved away, but who are still on the voter list.
Right. That makes sense. All you got to do is keep track of the obituaries in any precinct and then just show up and ask for their name. Let me ask you this. We've spoken quite a bit about Virginia and about the fact that you, Hans, and also, of course, J. Christian Adams has been doing some extensive research in finding non-citizens and dead people on the rolls in Virginia. Let's talk about Maryland for a moment. Jim Shalek, he is the chairman of the Montgomery County Board of Elections, and he said to News 8 yesterday, he said absolutely impossible to rig elections in Maryland, and then he said this.
We do call the rolls when people don't vote over a number of elections, so we make sure that people who have died, moved, are not still on our rolls.
Yeah, but then what he left out there is their process here in culling the rolls is if you miss two presidential elections. Now, that seems to be a pretty wide spread, doesn't it? If you miss two presidential elections, you get bounced off the voter rolls. And do they really do that?
No, they don't really do that. They just put them on an inactive list. So if the person comes in again, they can still vote. I actually found that very amusing from him because Maryland has a real problem also of non-citizens being on the roll. And you all remember just a couple of years ago, there was a congressional candidate in the 1st Maryland District, Wendy Rosen. She was the Democratic nominee, and she was forced out of the race after it turned out she'd voted twice for Barack Obama in Maryland and Florida. And guess what? I don't believe she was ever prosecuted by the U.S. Justice Department.
Well, and that is a big element of this, too. You hear these politicians going up there, and it's Democrats and Republicans who are saying it right now, saying there's no, first of all, they always put a caveat in there. There's no widespread voter fraud. Well, how do you define widespread? But secondly, they claim that there's no voter fraud, and yet the Department of Justice, Hans von Spakovsky, do they have any sort of actual program in place that is well-funded and mobilized to investigate and prosecute voter fraud?
No, they have no interest in doing it. And again, I go back to something that I've mentioned before, which is 5 years ago, when I was on a county election board in Virginia, we sent them the names of almost 300 non-citizens that we had found on the voter rolls in Virginia, about half of whom had voted. 300 easy cases to prosecute. The Obama Eric Holder Justice Department did absolutely nothing about
300. That's out, and that's just in one area.
That was just one area, and that doesn't include the recent over 1,000 non-citizens found in 8 counties that we were talking about before, and none of that information has been turned over to law enforcement, which, by the way, remember, in one of those undercover videos, a Democratic official, consultant, talks about how they're not worried about prosecution because these cases don't get prosecuted.
Yeah. I want to turn, if I could, to something else. We have now had a firebombing of a Trump headquarters in North Carolina, and there was a case, I think, in Virginia where a brick was thrown through the window of a GOP headquarters. We have had these undercover videos, as I mentioned earlier, which are now confirming that there were DNC dirty tricksters who were out there harassing people and starting fights and creating chaos outside of Donald Trump rallies. They've admitted this in an undercover video. Where is the Justice Department in all of this? Why are they not investigating these matters as political suppression?
Well, in fact, if they had any interest in it, and in fact, in deterring this kind of behavior, they should have already had a press release or a press conference in which they said they were investigating it. But they didn't do it. Look, what's even worse is, look, the undercover videos show apparently a communications line called the Pony Express of illegal communications between Democratic consultants, super PACs, and the Hillary campaign, which is a out-and-out blatant violation of the anti-coordination rules of the Federal Election Campaign Act.
And so, I mean, Newt Gingrich said last night on the Hannity show, you know, the FBI should be investigating this. Do you have any suggestion that they will, given what we've seen from the FBI over the last several months, sadly?
I have absolutely no confidence of it, despite the fact that, can you think of better evidence than a videotape
right.
where someone is admitting that they did this and did it intentionally so they could get away with it?
By the way, Hans, one last thing. Yesterday, Donald Trump said during a rally that people are going to be watching. He wants his voters and his supporters to be watching at the polling place and calling out anything that they find to be irregular. I'm hearing people in the media say, well, that's voter intimidation. That really is against the law. Is it? Or should it, or is it our responsibility as vigilant citizens to keep our eye out?
No, it's exactly our responsibility. And in fact, that's why every single state has statutes authorizing poll watchers, observers in every polling place across the country. And anybody who says that's vote suppression, excuse me, that's how you ensure transparency in the election process.
All right, we got to leave it there. Hans von Spakovsky, it is always a pleasure to have you on our program.
Thanks for having me.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the latest update with Metro Rail, had an earlier problem outside of the Roslyn station, a track issue. It's been resolved. However, still residual delays. I'm seeing a lot of tweets still about the blue, orange, and silver line trains. Again, they had been single tracking near Roslyn. No longer, again, but watch for delays and crowded trains and platforms. Let's get you out to the roads. We are crowded. Boy, that's an understatement. Let's go 270. Clarksburg jammed down to the 270 spur. Earlier, car fire had been in the Rockville area. Maryland 95 south of 100. The crash gone. We're actually doing better on 95, passing Route 100. It's just south of the ICC where you see those delays now to get onto the Beltway. The BW Parkway slows each way in Laurel. If you're on 100 heading westbound over to I-95. Extensive delays with the crash cleanup. Again, that's Route 100 westbound heading to I-95. Virginia, in the express lanes, the crash had been northbound near the Occoquan. Before you get to the Occoquan, near 123, and on the toll road eastbound near the Beltway for accident cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. That's the only way I can put it. In fact, we might even hit a record high temperature.
Some are calling it Ogtober.
You're calling it Ogtober.
No, I've heard that. Other people have said it. But I think it's cute because it combines, you see, August, which
yes.
is hot, and October, which is not supposed to be.
You
call it Ogtober.
I'm just interested in Ogtoberfest. Is there beer involved? That's
yeah,
all I care
be.
About.
That's right. Yeah.
Record high is 88, and we're going to come dangerously close to it. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, low 66. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a few clouds here and there. Maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm possible tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 81. Right now, 67 at 818.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. You could see that Pierre did truly love the mademoiselle.
I can't interrupt this. You got to get to the
and
end of the verse.
The young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell.
Here it comes, baby.
C'est la vie, say the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell.
You're doing the dance from Pulp Fiction right now, aren't you? Chuck Berry celebrated his 90th birthday yesterday. 90 years old,
man,
Chuck Berry.
I love me some Chuck Berry.
And Chuck Berry has announced that he is releasing a brand new album. It was recorded, he said it's primarily new original songs recorded in various studios around St. Louis. He says, I've worked on this record for a long time. I guess so, because his last album was 1979. And he says, now I can hang up my shoes. Very cool to think that there's going to be this album coming out. Now, it also has a compendium of his classic work from the past as well.
Yeah, like this one.
Sweet little 16.
Isn't that?
Sweet little 16. She just got to have.
I mean, I'm telling you. If you love guitar, you have to love Chuck Berry. And you know, I try every day to pick up a guitar and try to replicate some of the things that he was doing years ago, and it can't be done. He was so influential in rock music. The Beatles were big fans, for example,
of
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. There you go. So Chuck Berry, 90 years old, and he's got an album coming out that you've waited for well, about 30 years. Meanwhile, Bob Dylan.
If your time to you is worth
could sing.
We discussed quite a bit how he won the Nobel Prize for Literature, not for vocals, because of his great lyrics. And, you know, we speculated, really, literature? And we sort of cynically said, well, maybe this is really just about these old baby boomers there in the Nobel Committee saying, you know, who would be really cool to have at the party after we give out the awards? Hey, yeah. How about Dylan? Let's get Dylan out here. Well, it's not going well for the Nobel Committee.
He's not returning phone calls, I hear.
No, yeah. I don't think he's going to show up. He hasn't said a damn thing about it. He's had two concerts since this was announced, and he hasn't mentioned it on stage. He won't return their calls, so they'll have their ceremony.
He's an odd duck. He really is.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I actually met him one time.
Yeah?
One time backstage at RFK. He was there doing an appearance with the Grateful Dead way back in the day when he was doing concerts out there. And I got to, you know, chat with him and visit with him. He's just a very odd man.
Well, he's Bob Dylan.
He's
for
Bob
crying
Dylan.
Out loud.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
and I talked to him, but I don't really understand anything that he said to me.
Well, there's no difference for his music singing either. Meanwhile, here's a guy who is going to show up for an honor. No, not Kenny Loggins. Bill Murray, of course, the star of Caddyshack and Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day and he is getting the Mark Twain Comedy Honor this Sunday at the Kennedy Center, and it's going to be a pretty cool night here in the nation's capital. Emma Stone and Jane Curtin will both be there as late additions to lineups of people who will celebrate Bill Murray's.
Jane Curtin?
Yeah, sure, of course, because the Weekend Update back in the day on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Also, Ivan Reitman, a producer and director of so many of his films,
right,
including the director of Ghostbusters, and the co-star of that movie, Dan Aykroyd. He just dropped out of the event. He has a scheduling conflict, won't be able to be there. I'm guessing it might be a Cubs game, actually, knowing Dan Aykroyd. And frankly, Bill Murray is a huge Cubs fan, too, so I'm surprised that he's not going to be there, because I think there probably will be a Cubs game that day. David Letterman will be there. Sigourney Weaver will be there.
David Letterman and his beard.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen that beard?
So, well, you know, Bill Murray was the first guest on the late night show with David Letterman, the first guest on Late Show on CBS, and then he was also the final guest on David Letterman's show, so they go way back. Mm. So that would be a cool ticket to have here in Washington, D.C. this Sunday night. It's 8:23 on WMAL. Oh, no, excuse
Hi.
Me.
My name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com.
It's actually 8:22. I was getting ahead of myself. I want to talk to you about healthcare, not the political aspects of healthcare, the personal one, the relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group. I'm so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first, whether it's setting appointments that fit the patient's schedule, not the doctor's schedule, or offering even 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones. You're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. You're not going to be rushed through your appointments, or you're not going to wait weeks to be seen. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like what you're getting right now, thanks to our current healthcare system? Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group offer timely quality care that you deserve. And also, they ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Here's what you want to do. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones. After you meet with him, you'll see the difference. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. That's principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle.
Thanks to Kara Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Kara Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobility impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start in Old Town Alexandria. Problems on Wythe Street right as you come up to Washington Street. And as a result, they have that closed in the stretch of Washington Street where the power was out with the downed wires. They have that blocked in each direction between Wythe and Columbus. So expect those closures. You might want to head up to North Patrick Street. Use that as your option alternate to head through Old Town Alexandria. Now let's go outside of the Beltway. I should say south of the Beltway. In the Belhaven area, the crash southbound George Washington Parkway closed at Bellevue Boulevard. You're being detoured northbound. You can get through. It's been a tough go everywhere this morning. Let's go Toll Road eastbound. Jammed this morning to get to the Beltway just beyond the exits for the Beltway. Accident finally cleared to the shoulder, but the damage really done. Through West Falls Church, 50 Arlington Boulevard westbound near Graham Road for the crash. Jammed each direction. George Washington Parkway, hefty delays, but nothing reported currently along the way. For 270, earlier car fire had been southbound in Rockville near 28. That's gone. And for Maryland, as you head Baltimore-Washington Parkway south through Laurel, incident out of the travel lanes. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our October, I guess we could say, heat wave continues as we'll be in record territory today, forecasting about 85. We've got to get to 88 to tie the record. Lots of sunshine, a little overcast at times. So either way you slice it, if not a record, it's still warm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 degrees at 8:27.
You know, they say that politics stinks, and that was truly the case in Gwinnett County, Georgia. You're not going to believe this. You know, Hillary, she goes out and makes these appearances. She's in the Scooby van, but all of the people who follow her around have this charter bus, right? They're on the charter bus. I guess maybe reporters and maybe some staff people are on the charter bus, because you can't put all those people in the Scooby van because there's a bed back there so Hillary can rest between stops. And so the bus is in a parking lot, and this businessman's walking by, said, "Oh my gosh, what is that horrible smell?" And he looks over, and they're taking the raw human waste out of the toilet on the bus, and they're just dumping it down the storm drain. They're in a parking lot. I mean, and it smelled to high heaven. It was so bad that they had to call the hazmat people in to clean up the mess. And apparently, the people at the Democratic National Committee have confirmed this and apologized and said it was just an honest mistake.
So Hillary's campaign bus is full of poop.
Yeah.
Well, that fits the campaign as well.
Actually, not anymore, because it went down the storm drain.
There's plenty more of that in front. 8:28 on WMAL.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free training technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Coming up on WMAL, what should we expect from tonight's big debate in Las Vegas? We'll check in with Fox News reporter John Roberts, who's there on the scene. Up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's in Las Vegas for tonight's third and final debate with Hillary Clinton, but first he made campaign stops in Colorado.
Ahead of tonight's final debate, Donald Trump going after Washington and intensifying his claim that the election is rigged.
They even want to try and rig the election at the polling booths.
Even calling on his supporters to monitor polling places.
People are going to be watching on November 8th.
And doubling down on his media conspiracy theories.
There's a voter fraud also with the media because they so poison the minds of people by writing false stories.
The GOP nominee pledging to shake up Washington.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Of course, you can hear the debate tonight at 9 right here on WMAL and WMAL.com. A Democratic operative says he's stepping back from Hillary Clinton's campaign over a video clip that suggests he hired people to disrupt Donald Trump rallies.
In the video, we have Scott Fogel, who is a subcontractor, explaining how his role was to actually train people to incite violence. They're saying it didn't happen. On tape, Scott Fogel talking about specific events in Wisconsin, Las Vegas, North Carolina, where he says he was intricately involved in inciting the violence that took place there.
Correspondent Drew Griffin, the Clinton campaign, insists nothing came of those boastful comments. A federal lawsuit filed last night demands that Virginia extend its voter registration deadline because potentially thousands of people were prevented from registering by Monday's deadline when the state's voter registration website crashed. And the reporter of that discredited Rolling Stone story about a supposed gang rape at the University of Virginia is expected to take the witness stand today in the defamation trial against the magazine, a UVA administrator suing for $7.8 million. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 52,44. Sports, the Blue Jays live to see another day as they win Game 4 of the American League Championship Series. The Dodgers beat the Cubs to take Game 3 of the NLCS. Hockey, the Caps win. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get ready for some market volatility. Stocks are at highs, interest rates are at lows. No one knows what will happen when we vote in November. Is all this making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here. I want to show you how to manage your money during these tumultuous times. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the two major obstacles that can prevent you from achieving your goals, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax, Beltsville, and Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, October 25th and 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes it?
in 5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 50. Much better trying to push out of Bowie and up through to the Beltway. In fact, pretty much doing it up at speed. Earlier crash at the Beltway gone. It's inside the Beltway. We were still jammed. And in fact, just as you get inside the Beltway, that's where you'll hit the delays down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. South on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your delays beginning near 202. So a bit clogged, to say the least. On 270, Clarksburg and down to the Beltway, heavy earlier car fire. It's been extinguished for a while, but the damage was done, and we just haven't released any of that pressure. On 270 South, again, heading in through to Rockville. We'll get you around the Beltway toward the American Legion Bridge. Delays near I-66 on the Interloop side. Heading east on the toll road, the crash just beyond the exits for the Beltway, finally over to the shoulder. And in Old Town Alexandria, some problems. Had a possibility of a construction accident on Wythe Street, and as a result, they have a closure of Washington Street. It's right in front of the Trader Joe's. Washington Street is closed, essentially in the several blocks between Pendleton and Madison Street. So you have to do the work around either parallel Washington Street or head of Route 1, North Patrick Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our October, I guess we could say, heat wave continues as we'll be in record territory today, forecasting about 85. We've got to get to 88 to tie the record. Lots of sunshine, a little overcast at times. So either way you slice it, if not a record, it's still warm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Dumfries, 63 in Germantown, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 837, we continue our pre-debate coverage here. Tonight, it's the big night in Las Vegas. And by the way, you can go download our special WMAL presidential debate bingo cards. You need a game to occupy your time during the debate. Go to WMAL.com/bingo, and we've already populated some bingo cards there with some phrases I think you're going to hear. Things like... or...
Yeah, all kinds of things.
And immigration. Joining us now, John Roberts, Fox News Channel Senior National Correspondent.
For the Fox News Channel.
Yes, that's correct.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning to you. Good very early morning to you from Las Vegas, where we've been up literally all night.
Yeah, well, that happens in Vegas, I've heard from time to time.
But we haven't been making, or we haven't been winning any money.
All right.
That's the difference.
Well, John, I want to ask you something, because I have been backstage with Chris Wallace and Brit Hume and others when they're preparing for a primary debate. So I know a little bit about how the process works there at Fox News. Right now, Chris Wallace is cloistered off somewhere in a bunker right there in Vegas. Have you had any chance to interact with him? I mean, this is a big dog deal. This is an incredible campaign season, the last campaign debate that we're going to have. Have you talked to Chris about his strategy and how he's going to go forward with this?
Now, nobody's seen Chris for a number of days. We think that he's made a deal with the government to be ensconced up at Area 51 here in
Manhattan. Could be.
while he works on he's sitting in the UFO working on his questions. Now, I haven't had a chance to speak with him. He didn't do Fox News Sunday. Brett filled in for him, but I know that he has been diligently working on these questions because, I mean, this is a real point of pride for Fox News that never has a Fox News anchor been asked to moderate a presidential debate. This is the first one. And Chris wants to make sure that he knocks it out of the park tonight. And, you know, Chris is well known as a very thorough, tough, and probative questioner. And I'm sure he's going to show us tonight just exactly what he's made of.
Well, I'm very interested in as to how the candidates do tonight beyond the moderator. And I know you've been following the Trump campaign. While Hillary Clinton is also cloistered somewhere, no one's seen her for a couple of days, Donald Trump was campaigning into the wee hours last night. What's the strategy?
Well, let me straighten you out. First of all, tonight's debate is not about the candidates. It's about the moderator.
Thank you. See, I missed the memo.
Donald Trump is making a point of being out there on the campaign trail. He wants people to see him as the Iron Man. So he had a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin the other night. He had two rallies in Colorado and Colorado Springs and Grand Junction yesterday. Then he got to Las Vegas about 6 o'clock last night. And immediately went into debate prep. I was talking with people in his campaign, senior campaign leadership, until midnight last night, which is 3 a.m. Eastern time. So they were definitely going late. But it's because tonight really is, I think, you could safely say, for all the marbles for Donald Trump. When you take a look at a new Fox News poll that's got Hillary Clinton ahead by 6 points, when you take a look at a new Monmouth poll here in the state of Nevada, where she is ahead by 7 points, and a new poll in the Arizona Republic, where she's ahead in Arizona by 5 points, he's got to have the performance of his life tonight to try to close those numbers back down. Now, remember, in early September, he was down by as much as 11 points in some polls, and he drew it close. So his campaign holds out hope that he could do that again. But he can only do it if he absolutely dominates tonight's debate and does it on policy and gets away from all of these scandals that have been dogging his campaign for the last almost 2 weeks now.
You've had a front row seat at some of these amazing campaign events that Donald Trump throws now and then. And, I mean, they turn out in huge numbers. And when you talk to people who support Donald Trump, they always say, how can this be true? How can the polls be right? Because, you know, look at the turnout at his campaign events and look at the turnout at her campaign events.
Yeah, there are a lot of true believers who think that Donald Trump can do no wrong, and they look at these polls and they say, well, I know how I feel, and I see the thousands of other people at his events, and we know how they feel, so these polls have to be wrong. I mean, don't forget, while Donald Trump may, you know, attract as many as 15,000 people to an event as he did in Cincinnati at the U.S. Bank Arena just last week, there are millions of other people in that same state who feel differently than those 15,000 people.
And I get that, but when you talk about voters turning going to the polls, it is the voters who are most enthusiastic who will definitely show up. Isn't that true?
It is. I mean, you know, intensity counts for a lot in an election, and Donald Trump has a tremendous amount of intensity among his core supporters. Now, don't forget, his core supporters account for about 40% of the Republican vote and the independent vote. But then there are all those independents out there, and they make up the majority of voters in this country who may feel differently than Donald Trump's core supporters do. So, yes, he's got intensity. He's got very enthusiastic supporters who will move hell and high water to come out there and come hell or high water. They will be out there at the polls either, you know, voting absentee early or on election day. But there are a lot of other people in this country who hold a different opinion than those people do. And that's what we see in the polls. Now, is there a chance, as Donald Trump said last night in Grand Junction, that this will be like the Brexit vote?
Yeah.
That the polls will be wrong and people will vote the other way? Sure, there's that possibility that there's been a tremendous amount of what's called preference falsification in the polls. And people don't want to tell a pollster that they are supporting Donald Trump. So they say, oh, I'm for Jill Stein or Gary Johnson or Hillary Clinton, but on election day or in my personal space when I cast that absentee or early ballot, I'll vote for Donald Trump. Yeah, it's a possibility. Do I think it's a reality? I think that's a big hill to climb.
Real fast, only got 30 seconds left, John Roberts, but what are you hearing from your sources of the Trump campaign with regard to the strategy for tonight, topic-wise? Are they going to raise Bill Clinton? Are they going to raise Hillary Clinton and the emails and all of the things we've learned from WikiLeaks?
First thing they've got to do is they've got to get the scandal with the women off the table. And then they've got to hit Hillary Clinton on everything. I don't think that they're going to go too hard on Bill Clinton, though, because that does not appear to be a winner among women. And Donald Trump has been hemorrhaging support among women. So what they'll likely do is they'll try to get the woman issue off the table in terms of the accusers and then drill down on here's the difference between me, Donald Trump, and her, Hillary Clinton, in terms of change and the direction I want the country to go in versus what she will do and the direction she will take the country.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, John, listen, thank you for getting up and being with us so early this morning. Greatly appreciate it.
Hey, I've been up all night, guys.
I believe it.
Up early to do the radio show.
All right, John. Good to have you. It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence, so you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
You're thinking about renting out your house? That's a great choice. Rental market is red hot, gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helps everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy. Listen to what they're going to do for you. For just $80 a month, they'll price your property, they'll quickly find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and they also take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. It's called rent estate. Go from homeowner to investor today. Renters Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Or call 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have problems in Old Town Alexandria. Stretch of Washington Street is closed. Everyone uses Washington Street. That's right in the area in front of the Trader Joe's. And we have several blocks closed between Pendleton and Madison Street, and that's due to a possibility of a construction incident that they're dealing with. Some of the lights are dark in that area, so please treat any areas where the police aren't directing as a four-way stop. Very important. To the Wilson Bridge, seeing volume each direction, now out of Maryland near St. Barnabas Road, Virginia, on the approach, slowing off of 95, Springfield through Annandale, volume 66 to the Legion Bridge, east on the toll road, now starting to separate the delays as you work towards 7 and up to the Beltway. We had a long-standing crash just after the exit for the Beltway on the toll road. That's finally been cleared. Still quite slow across the bridges, 14th Street Bridge each direction on the freeway, 11th Street Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, and Key Bridge, all below speed for the rush. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The warm air continuing to overspread the area. The East Coast certainly baking in some of these record high temperatures. We may get there today. 85, going to keep it there. 88's the record. I think we got a shot at 88, but not going to put it there officially. A few clouds around. Overnight tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, 66. On Thursday, a stray shower, a storm, 81. Then a cold front comes through. We're windy on Friday and more seasonable, which means where we should be. And that's in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
68 degrees at 847.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be a great time this Friday as we take Mornings on the Mall on the road. The WMAL Diner Tour is back for this election season. And this Friday, we'll be taking the show out to the Silver Diner, Tyson's Corner, at 8101 Fletcher Street in McLean, Virginia. The show starts at 5. The doors open at 5. It's a time for you to come by and have some breakfast, have some coffee, and maybe get some pancakes with your political discussion. Some pork products might be served up. It's entirely possible that could happen at a diner. We'd love to have you come out and join us for the WMAL Diner Tour. Again, that's at this Friday, October 21st, at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the food is fantastic at Silver Diner, and we love eating out there. But also the camaraderie, the brotherhood, the friendship that we all share really makes for a great morning. And, you know, these days we need that these days, don't we? Just a little, think about this for a minute. 3 weeks from this morning, when you tune into Mornings on the Mall, 3 weeks from this very morning, we will be talking about the results of last night's election and the president-elect.
And how the Supreme Court is about to meet to discuss. No, hopefully that won't be the case.
Oh, good Lord. So let's take these moments that we have this Friday, the next three Fridays, in fact, to get together and really enjoy each other's company and have a lot of fun. People really enjoy watching how the show is put together, how we do what we do in the 4 hours that the Mornings on the Mall is on. And, of course, we've got plenty of guests coming out.
Yeah, we have guests that come out, and we have a roving microphone. We'll be able to go out and talk to members of the audience. And so it's a good time. We always enjoy these meetings. And by the way, if you're getting ready for tonight's debate and you're thinking, man, if I only had something to keep me entertained during this debate, we've got the thing for you. You just go to our website at WMAL.com/bingo, and we have a bingo card that you can download and print up and use during the debate. And it's got some words in there that you might hear, you know, like stamina, private email, locker room. You might hear that. I don't know. Cough.
Well, sure. locker room talk.
Yeah.
I think you might hear that.
You might hear. And all kinds of stuff. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And you can get that at WMAL.com/bingo.
All right. And we'll see you at the diner.
Yeah.
Silver Diner this Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. By the way, just for your own edification, we have two other diners scheduled. Rockville, Maryland. Yeah, we're not leaving you out, Maryland. Silver Diner in Rockville is going to be Friday the 28th. And then Metro 29 Diner in Arlington is Friday, November 4th. And some of you, we want to see you at all three of them. I want to see you at all three of them, Brent.
I will be there at all three of them. I am certain.
Don't make a promise
that you
can't
there.
Fulfill.
We'll be there.
All right.
You know, unless I have an unfortunate memo that I don't know about.
See now?
I'll be there. No, I'll be there.
Not before.
I'll be there. It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Parents of preschoolers, get those kids to bed. We're diligent about this in our own home. Why? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Preschoolers who went to bed by 8 p.m. were about half as likely to become obese teens as those who went to bed after 9 p.m. This is according to a new report out of Ohio State University. Over at the University of Chicago, the director of the pediatric insomnia program says if kids get too fussy and overtired, it actually makes it harder for them to fall asleep. This doesn't prove that later bedtimes cause obesity, just that there's a real connection between the two. Even when the researchers accounted for other variables such as birth weight, socioeconomic status, ethnicity, and the mother's weight. Now, the easiest way to get your child to bed, and I know it's not easy, is to establish a nightly bedtime routine and stick to it. That includes going to bed around the same time on the weekends. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at only $19.95 a month. I want to repeat that, $19.95 a month. Now, if you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month for your monitoring service, why are you doing that? That doesn't make any sense. Make the switch to Ackerman and start saving immediately. It's the company that guarantees your response time, and they make it very easy to make the switch. In fact, you can leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get peace of mind that comes for that great $19.95 a month price from Ackerman Security. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if you need one more reason, I've got a special offer here for you. That's right. Just mention WMAL and you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free in the month of October. WMAL, 3 months free. And by the way, when you start paying in 3 months, you'll pay less than you're paying now for that other monitoring service. Call now, switch and save, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Stop and go. 270 still through Germantown. Most of the way as you push down toward Rockville and the lane divide. Heading to the American Legion Bridge, below speed each direction, Beltway and Bethesda, inner loop slow, outer loop from College Park to Silver Spring. Now out of Bowie, 50, you're in good shape, passing 3301. It's right as you merge onto that Beltway inner loop that you'll see some slowdowns. Outer loop towards Central Avenue have some volume. May have a broken down reported along the way. Again, outer north near 214 Central Avenue. And a little bit of change in Old Town Alexandria. They're still dealing with some problems on Wythe Street, but on Washington Street, still watch for police direction if any of those intersections are dark, but it looks like they're letting traffic get by between Pendleton and Madison Street from the incident. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds in the upper 60s already. This afternoon, 85. If we get to 88, we'll tie a record, and we got a shot at it. Isolated shower, thunder shower tonight, 66. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow, 81. Then we're cooler behind a cold front Friday. Windy, cloud, sunshine, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 68 degrees at 8:56.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
So we'll come back tomorrow. We'll be here for Mornings on the Mall. I can't imagine what it is we might talk about.
Perhaps
the debate.
Yeah.
The highlights from the debate.
Who won debate bingo. And we'll continue our pre-debate coverage today on Washington's Drive at 5. Up next is Chris Plant.
We will see who is the master of debates. Tonight, for the third and final time, Hillary versus and all of that good stuff. Yeah, I know. I said, hey, I want to get this James O'Keefe. You know James O'Keefe from the secret video of Democrats conspiring to create anarchy and pick fights at Trump events. And our friends in the news media.